Hey folks, good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of The Imprint. Fortune Edwards here. It's fantastic to have you guys tonight's episode. I want to believe everyone has been doing with you. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Chief. Good evening. All right, so all is set. So quickly, before I bring Wavy on board to speak tonight, I'll just do a quick introduction here. First of all, before I get introduction, awesome thanks to every single one of you for attending tonight's episode. Tonight's episode is going to be loaded. I'm very certain about that. Very, very certain. So yesterday I asked a question on my status. That wasn't the question. I said, judging by the present situation of each and everyone that viewed the status, which would you choose, a well-paid remote job or to start a business? And everybody had their opinions. Some said you go for business, some said you go for job, and they had their reason. You know, everything's on my Instagram story. So that led to tonight's topic on the internet. Judging by the present situation of each and everyone that viewed the status. Yep, and we're having a lot to discuss tonight. So before I bring Wavy on board, I'll be doing a short intro. So I call him Wavy a lot. His name is actually Awuni Shegunbenga, and he is the CEO of Wavy Vibrations. He graduated from university at the age of 19. Yes, Wavy graduated from university at the age of 19. He is the CEO of Wavy Vibrations, like I said. Wavy Vibration has close to 100 million process and up to 20 million streams across all jobs. He's also the CEO of Wavy Studios, released their first game, Super Soft, in 2021. Yes, I remember advertising Super Soft so much. I pushed out Super Soft in 2021, and they have an anime series in the coming weeks with plans to go live on Amazon Prime. He's the CEO of Rootkit, that sold out Trenches series 5 times in a week in 2020. He's also the CEO of Freak Technologies, developing software that makes doing business easy, from crypto payment to savings to loan infrastructures to emailing to hosting to security and all. He also has Fyric Pay. Yeah, he has Fyric Shop. He has a whole lot. Then there's Growth. Yeah, Growth is like a platform that intends to fund startups and a whole lot, you know, brilliant ideas, Growth is willing to fund. So don't feel oppressed. Yeah, don't feel oppressed. Wavy. I don't know. Wavy blows my mind, honestly. Wavy blows my mind. I mean, graduated at the age of 19. Come think of it. Graduated at the age of 19 from university. And ever since, I think Wavy was an early investor in Bitcoin too. This guy is just so informed that he's the perfect person for this episode here. So make a logo over hype, you boss. So I think you can come on now. You can come on now. Very, very welcome, Chief. So I'll tell you guys to get your notepad and your books, because we'll be downloading so much knowledge from Wavy tonight. Yeah. Go ahead, Chief.
Actually, Fortune, I'm not an early investor in Bitcoin. That time I was in secondary school.
For real?
Bitcoin was in 2011. I'm a young boy, actually. Thank you. Good evening to everybody, and hope everybody have had a good week so far. So basically, yeah. There's no really like lecture thing. It's like we are actually having a conversation. We're trying to converse. So Fortune was like, let's talk about skills. Then I was like, if we're going to talk about skills, we won't just talk about skills that will actually make you money. Talk about skills that will actually retain your money. So first thing is, what is skill? I say skill is the ability to do something well, like an expert. Let's say Ronaldo can actually score clutch goals, Messi can score free kicks. Yeah. Osaka can actually play long tennis. Those are skills. That skill set. A surgeon can actually perform a surgery. Those are skill sets. But now, there's a twist to this thing. Skills, actually, just like times and trends, they come and go. You know, in the 17th century, being a whaler is actually a very lucrative skill. Being a captain for a ship is actually a very lucrative skill. But now, nobody cares about a whaler, because we didn't even really, we're actually moving from using petrochemicals and petrols to electric to solar energy. So Imagine trying to be a blockchain developer in 1945 when they have never written COBOL. See, it's just like I wasted my time. So skill set is like this with time and trends. So now, if you are now looking at a skill to actually learn, you shouldn't be too hungry to just learn any skill. You need to take into consideration capital flows. You know what capital flows is? Capital flows is basically where the money is going to and how long will the money be going into that thing. You know, just if you learn something that actually makes you fit, the next 2 years, you go back to being hungry. So what's the use of actually learning that? Why not just learn something that will actually feed you for the next 10 to 20 years? And the means of stocks can actually change. The mechanism behind them never changes. The first thing is finance. From cowrie to gold to fiat, now crypto. The essence is exchange of value. It never changes. So finance, then health. No matter how technologically advanced we go, we will always have doctors. And we will always have engineers that always create new stocks for us. And yes, we always have lawyers because we like our dealings to be legal now. So
definitely.
It's a thing that, and yeah, we always like clothes, food. So, but all these things, actually, looking at them, they need technology to an extent. You know, last 2 weeks or so, they successfully transplanted a pig heart and out of a pig of a genetically altered pig for a man, and the man lived. I think there's now a drug for cancer, almost life. Actually, no one else see cancer. So these things are technologically inclined, and this like this the phase in which we are going to, where we are going to, finance and technology are actually very big catalyst of what is to come. So we'll be talking, starting by, actually before that, I'll be talking about building and selling. These are the first skills you should always have. You should be able to sell stores, sell to your friend, sell to your next person, sell your dream, sell your job, sell your ideas, then ability to build stuff from ground, and don't actually have this fundamentality. Don't care about who takes the credit. Just build what you want to build. Build it for yourself. Build it for the game. Forget about the publicity. Then after that, personal finance, because no matter what you build and or if you don't give, can't keep your money to yourself, you're just wasting your time and your energy. So learn to build, learn to sell. The first skill you should have, learn financial management, avoid financial, avoid lifestyle inflation. When you earn money, you upgrade your lifestyle. When you earn money, you upgrade. And you end up seeing that the margin keeps declining, inflation keeps eating it, and you end up broke. So then be, okay, I used to touch this kind of money then, but now I don't have money, I don't have an asset, I don't have anything. So before, now let's now go to the really high paying skills that we can actually talk about. So now the first thing is the layer of the internet in which we are now. We are trying to see what quantum computing is, the extent in which blockchains can take us. But one thing is actually a bit common to everything. That is artificial intelligence. Computers actually are doing more work that they can do. So they need that artificial intelligence to actually beef up their what they have, the information they have to offer us, for them to actually give us optimal performance. So you can look into artificial intelligence, AI, from business intelligence to health to defense to warfare. So any sector, AI is actually just there for everybody. Then look towards data. You know, like I said, we should always look at longevity of stuff. No matter, since the inception of man, even the Bible read is a form of data keeping. Everything we know, everything we do,
brilliant,
everything we say is in form of data. So learning about data, learning about machine learning, data science, can never and never go out, no matter the advancement. Let's say we start writing codes now on water. we still need where to keep those codes as a source code. So we need data. So when I'm done with the class, I've actually sent Fortune. I have an introductory link to data science and machine learning from Microsoft on my GitHub. So I'll send it to him so I can share it to everybody. So then, aside that, one thing that there's an idea that says competing without technology is like competing in the industrial era without fuel, without electricity. They are basically in the dark. So, and one key characteristics of all these companies, what they all have in common is that they run on cloud. They all run on cloud. From your phones to your laptops to everything you do, run on cloud. So yeah, this is like the best time for you to actually look into cloud engineering, cloud computing, be it DevOps, manage infrastructures for companies, and yeah, you end well at it. So then there's another twist to these things. These are like the ugly infrastructural back end of these things. But people really do care about appearances too. So it's never really bad learning user interface and user experience, how these things are, how easy it is for people to use them. So now, using user interface, I'm going to take a step back from talking about the coding part of these things and talk about the non-coding part. We basically live in a world of content. You know, I think everyone here probably knows someone that posts TikTok videos on their WhatsApp 247. I have left on my WhatsApp. All those girls, they like TikTok. So basically, we consume content. The type of ads we take in now are a form of storytelling. We consume content a lot. Everywhere you go, someone is telling you about something. Storytelling. So I think we can actually look into copywriting. We can look into storytelling. We can look into content creation. We can look into proper marketing. Then we can look into compliance. To work in tech with these skills, you are going to be an usher, because 90% actually knows how to write code. They don't even know how to sell their code. So you are like a limited person in a world filled with a lot of experts. So I basically don't really need to write code to actually do these things. There are easy things for you to do. You can basically create content in your best possible way. You don't need to be someone else. You don't need to do what another person does. You can actually be yourself and create the very best content. The key is just telling a story that the next person can relate to. Telling a proper story. I think Fortune actually does that a lot. Writes the story about, okay, let's see if he actually wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. Just come for people that wants to make a 200% profit on the crypto, and it comes for them. Like, Fortune will be like, you need to learn risk management. You need to learn this. You can't just see. So basically, just need to tell the story. People want to reach 30. Yeah, you know, actually, they will tell you people lose interest in seconds. But yeah, when the story is attractive, people will actually.
People definitely want to listen.
Exactly. People definitely want to listen. So now, why we actually talk about these things? There's another skill we really acknowledge, we really talk about, that is actually very, very important. And that's the skill of making money. You know, making money is not a thing you do. It is a skill you learn. You learn how to make money. You don't just you want to start making money. You can't come to me and tell me and give me 1 million. Okay, let's say I don't have 1 million, but I won't give you. But now, if you tell me what you can do for me that actually make me feel, it's worth it, I'll give my 1 million, even if that's all I have. So basically, you actually learn how to make money. It's a skill you learn. So, but the first thing you should know before you start learning is that if you despise wealth, it's going to elude you. Someone makes money, you're angry, you're playing a status quo game. No, you won't make money. You need to be open-minded. You need to be open-minded. And yeah, and you should be heavy on ownership. you know, a lot of people here, basically, if I say, okay, would you like to work with, let's say Fortune wants to hire someone, I'm sure 90% opt for a straight up pay. Just like 30% we opt for equity. But we always tend to forget that no one actually gets rich by renting. I said if Fortune wants to hire people, let's say we are 24 here. If Fortune wants to hire all of us here, 20 of us will actually want an outright salary, a wage. Like me, I get used to bill. Me, I won't buy something for my mama. I won't do this, I won't do that. So now, let's say out of the remaining five, three will actually take it that, okay, I'll take equity. Why the remaining three will just go to Fortune? And this one never serious. So now, basically, the key to wealth is basically ownership. Because what makes Elon Musk the richest man on earth is not actually the cash he has in the bank. No, it is the ownership of the stock of Tesla that he owns. The value of those stocks are what makes him, are making him rich. Don't be surprised. Elon Musk might not have up to $100 million in cash. It's actually hard for him to have it. But yeah, he's rich as folks, he's rich. He paid $11 billion in tax last year. But yeah, he sold stocks to actually pay them off. Ownership is key. You can't actually be wealthy without owning stuff. And we live in a very funny world now. You can own NFTs. You can own codes. You can own just anything. Just anything now. And people actually feel, yeah, it has value. So once you have that, it's a leverage. Now before during the age of industrialization, the key was labor. Let's say you have money, your money is a capital, you have people working for you, that's the labor, that's your leverage. So once you have people working in your factory, there's this 70% chance that you guys are going to produce something that will actually lead to you guys making money. But now, just need to own the source code to Twitter, the source code to Facebook, the source code to Snapchat, OpenSea, so or you just own an NFT, stuff like that. So they're actually very funny, but this is the world we live in. It's a very funny technological world. Own stuffs, own it. Don't have delayed gratifications. Always think about the future. Okay, they say most times they will say poor people actually think of eating tomorrow, not eating by next September. But if you keep behaving like that, you keep being poor. So you need to starve yourself at times to actually drag yourself from being poor to being average. Then drag yourself from being average to being stable. Then drag yourself from being stable to being rich. Then drag yourself from being rich to being wealthy. So it takes no two ways around it. So I think I'm done with the first section. Fortunately.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. You know, this what got me in this last part of what you said was that delayed gratification should be your priority when you build, you know. See, yeah. A lot of folks are just after instant gratification. You know, I always talk about it. Even anytime I post or tell a story on my status and I'm aiming to, you know, probably sell out something, I always hammer on instant gratification. A lot of people are so heavy on that. They just want cash out, sharp. You just want to make money, you know, boom, move out. You know, just want to make money and move out. They don't think long term.
I said something. I said businesses don't yield profit in 3 to 5 years because the profit rate is what you are supposed to be making.
Yes.
Structures. But businesses that actually make profits immediately most times don't last long because they are not just built no structure. You can buy paper today, sell at 20 naira, but when are we going to actually buy a yacht that paper? But now we need to have a very big factory where we actually turn those paper to a tomato paste or to to just a refined material that we actually now need a distributor. So when we are done with the first, the margin will be very slow because we have paid the distributor, paid for the rent of the place where we are keeping our stuffs. But the next time we are doing it,
the storage will continue.
We'll get better at it. Then with time, we'll know how to maximize profit off it in a way that it keeps running. We don't need to be there. And they'll keep making money for us. But with the pepper, you turn 70, you need to start going to that shop every day to keep selling pepper and keep making your instant profit.
Yeah, right. I think this is one mentality that is really, really pulling us back, especially in this part of the world. Yeah, instant gratification.
Yeah,
it is. Fantastic one. I know you still have a whole lot for us. This is just like the first section. Moving on. I think we should take a few questions. I see a question from somebody. I think that's David. He's asking, he said, how long should you learn a skill before he starts requesting for a job? Okay. So yeah, Wavy, what's your say on this?
How long should you learn a skill for? Well, if you learn a skill today and you know how to do it, request for a job tomorrow. Obviously, you won't be good at it, but you will learn while at it. Because at the end of the day, they don't care how good you are. They just care if you can deliver the job. And once you get the job done, they're happy. You have learned. You get better over time. It's simple.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. So Dave, you need to understand that there is no certain time frame for, okay, probably after 3 months, that's when you best for a job. No, once you are good at it, you go for the job, you get, and you learn as you grow. All right, so I saw a few people raising up their hands. Before we move to the second section, I had Adim raising up his hand. Adim, are you ready? Are you still there? If you are ready to contribute, you can just raise your hand again so I can unmute you. All right. I don't think it's with us anymore. Okay. I would just like to stress on something you said. Yeah, a lot of people lack in the storytelling aspect. Yeah, a lot of people do not know how to tell stories to sell their products or their skill, and it's very, very, very important. Yeah, you see people who want to market something and they just post and say, oh, come and buy what I'm selling, or they're like, hey, I have something for sale, you go buy, but you know, go buy, you know, that kind of vibe. You know, most of the time, people do not see reasons for them to buy what you sell or to, you know, hire you for a skill. There's definitely no way they'll do that because they feel like they're just wasting money on you. But when you provide them reasons to do or to spend money to get things done through you, definitely things become easier. Yeah. I remember that before I direct people to join any group, especially the imprint, yeah, I always start with a story, you know. I go from point A to point
why they would get what they would do by joining. Yeah.
Exactly. You highlight the importance. You know, these are things you guys should actually learn. I'm teaching you guys unintentionally about this thing. So most of these things I do is not just to promote myself, but so that you guys learn my status here. And Wavy also mentioned something, so if you despise wealth, it will elude you. You know, a lot of people want to achieve something, they want to attain a certain height, but then you find themselves trying to pull down people who are already there. How do you expect to get there? And I also want to you know, stress on something. You see some people who just started out with something, wanting to be like people who have been it for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It doesn't work out.
It's a thing with almost everybody. Everyone wants to be the next Steve Jobs, but Steve Jobs has actually been in this game 1980, maybe 1986 or so.
You can imagine. And then he died, what, it was in 2000, and so look at that time frame. That's almost 30 years or so thereabouts. And then someone who just woke up wants to be like him, you know,
wants to play CEO.
Everybody wants to claim the CEO title now. It's so widespread. Everybody now wants to claim the CEO title. Come think of it. Let's not even go as far as Steve Jobs. let me even use myself an example. Yeah, I've been trading or analyzing the markets for about 3 years now. Okay, I'm not really old in that space. Yeah, so I respect people who have been there for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I still buy their courses because there's certainly one or two things I'll learn from them. Likewise, people who just came in 1, 2, 3 months ago just want to be like Fortune Edwards. How you are trying to disregard the years of learning, the years of falling, rising, you know,
who does that?
So I would say we inculcate this habit of, you know, understanding the process. Yeah, a lot of people want to skip the process, and it's not as it should be. Yeah, so I think we should proceed quickly to the next stage. It's very sad Diamond is not here. I think he has network issues. Diamond is a very heavy contributor of the imprint. So yeah, we I think you go ahead to the whole cash flow aspect and all that. Yeah.
I should go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is, yeah, you mentioned delayed gratification. I think to put it in context, we need to break it down, because we need to always see things from our perspective and others' perspective. For example, yeah, last year I told you something. I said I don't really sell my coins. I just hold them.
Yeah, you said so. I remember.
Now I lost money on some. I didn't lose money on some. When I needed money to build some stuff, I was actually really down with funds. Now the thing is, yeah, I had two perspectives, one of a very good investor, one of someone that actually needs money now. People need money now sometimes. Some people don't need their money now. So it's just like telling people from inside a private jet that they shouldn't trek they shouldn't trek when you know they can't afford the car. Okay, but now, if we put in this context, they will really understand what I'm trying to say. It is, we should play a long-term game with long-term people. Because everything in life, yeah, from wealth to relationship to knowledge, comes from compound interest.
Yeah.
So, for example, anybody that has actually been on the imprint since the inception to now might not actually take it, but there'll be an unconscious change in how they see finance and life. Because it's a compound interest. It took you on the first day. It took you on the second day. It took you on the third day. But out of the blue, it's going to show. So that's why people need to actually see that they need to play a long-term game with everything they are doing. That it's not really about now. And yes, intentions does not really matter in anything we do. Ideas are not. Ideas are bullshit. They don't matter. Ideas don't turn to unicorn. Ideas don't turn to decacorn. What really do matter is action. So if you say you want to learn a skill,
action,
cool. So if you want to learn a skill, cool. Yeah. So when are you going to learn it? I will learn it tomorrow. Guy, never ready. You want to learn something, execute, action, fail, go again. And always know this. 90% of your effort are going to waste. You just need 1% to be successful. So you don't really need to be bad when you keep falling and falling. It's because your 1% is not yet there. When your 1% comes along, it's going to be real bullying. And we as people, we really do lie to ourselves, because we always feel, that's why I always say some things. I said, to an extent, we don't really need mentors, because we know what we have to do. We're not just doing them. Even our mentors are actually facing their own problems. So now,
yeah, mentors are human beings too.
So this takes me to one thing, which we all embrace accountability. We should all embrace accountability, because if you are not accountable to yourself, that's when you actually feel the reason why I have not learned your new product design course is because there's no light. Because people that really wanted to learn, they went to buy power bank. So it's not really an excuse. No. If you really want to learn something, you do it. Be accountable. Oh, I failed. I'll try again. Not I failed because I was calling Fortune. Fortune was online. That's why I failed. I failed because the programmer was not good enough. Like, yeah, if you really want to take the blame, yes, and move on. That is how to actually do. You take the blame, then you move on from it. So actions, execute. That's like, and having that long-term mentality. And yes, if they can train you to do something, they can train the computer to do it. So you are not really that important. If they can actually train
anybody can be replaced.
If they can, let's see, okay, for example, now imagine being someone who actually deliver meals for people in the 1970s. You are going to eat emails, right? But emails are not okay. It will replace you. So that's why when we're trying to learn a skill, we need to put all these things into consideration. Can I get easily replaced? Skill set are not really what people learn in school. They are what people learn through apprenticeship, because if they can teach you in school, they can actually program, you can actually train a computer to actually do your job to an extent. And the funny thing is, it takes the first version to actually put out of business. Now, the first versions of emails deliver late, they work on it to deliver faster. So once the first version comes, just know your job is over, because they work on the V2, the V3, and someday it will get better that your services won't be needed anymore. So, and the last thing is, yeah, before I pause for it to take over for me again, is that whatever you are going to do, whatever skill you are going to learn, in any industry you see fit, you should make sure you are actually good at it, because there are a lot of people today that actually say they are good at stuff that they are not good at. You see people that have zero knowledge of inventory keeping, hiring people. They don't even know what it takes to actually build a business. They tell you that they are good hackers, that they build businesses. They are business consultants. Like, guy, a business consultant, really? You don't even know how to actually interpret data to make your business move faster. So can you just leave this place and stop wasting our time? So anything you're going to choose, make sure you're actually really good at it. So Fortune, over to you again.
Yes, all right. Thank you very, very much, Eric, for that, short period of enlightenment. I just want to go back to the beginning when you started. There's something you mentioned that I would love to highlight or to, retrace so people have knowledge of it, data keeping, There's something you mentioned. You said, the Bible reading right now, it is as a result of the data that was kept in fast.
Can you
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So that shows that data keeping is a very, very, very important skill. And I think many people are looking at data analysis and science as something that is just for programmers alone. And I just want to open this door. It's not for programmers alone, no. Anybody can do data science, anybody can do data analysis. Yeah, myself, I even intend to pursue that field very, very well, because it's something that can never, ever, ever go out of place. Everything you are saying now is the recorded section. Am I right? On Telegram. Eventually, it will be the recorded section will be dropped, so people can listen to it afterwards. What is that data? People are listening to process data after some time, which is information. So information tech and data process. Data is like the foundation of information, because that's actually what people are always going back to refer to. So I just wanted to, hammer on this so much, because data, a lot of people underrate data keep and they just feel like, oh, it's for a particular set of people. Even myself, I'm going to be honest, when I started a data science course and the first slide was like codes and everything, I was like, wow, so this is it. Then I quit. Then I eventually came back, but I'm not taking it slow and steady. You also mentioned something here in this last day. You said, no matter what happens, if you don't take action, ideas will not bring money. Ideas will not transform you. Yeah. Ideas are just ideas until you take action, until you execute.
Ideas are just ideas, actually. They're just ideas. Because everybody have ideas.
Everybody has ideas. The only difference is those that execute, those that take action. And a lot of people don't take action. They're always going about looking for who to blame or what to blame for this or that. Like the example you say, that you say some people will say, oh, I'm not taking this course because there's no light. Meanwhile, someone who actually wants to take that course has already purchased the power bank or bought the power bank ahead of time. So it doesn't have that excuse of there's no light. People just come up with some some fake or some vague or misty excuses just to justify their inactions. Yeah. So ideas are just ideas. Plans are just plans. Whatever you have in your head will remain in your head until you execute. Until you execute. Yeah. So that is very, very important. And be accountable. Yeah. Enhance accountability to yourself, not even to anybody or this thing. According to yourself. A lot of people have said, oh, yeah, this skill, I want to learn this on this, I want to learn this on that. But they have not actually taken time to lay out the things that should be in place for them to do such things and all of that. Yeah, you see, most of the times we just focus on yeah, the end point of, yeah, just have this picture of, yeah, I want to learn this skill in my head and all of that. Yeah, people,
you know, it's always nice to have, it's always nice to have your on your bow, developer at Google. It's always nice.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Doing the work, you know, that I'll take it to Google is always hard.
Or just put programmer or coder.
Senior software developer, full stack.
You can imagine. It's very nice to have you, but have you actually developed yourself up to that? Are you willing to put in the work? Some people just watch one or two videos and they just claim to be full stack developer. Bro, how you did on now? You never finish Python, you never finish CSS, JavaScript, HTML, a whole lot. Yeah. Or because you just do one or two things, just a lot of people assume things that they are not way too early. Yeah. And this is also a mentality that kills. Yeah. One of the last things you mentioned was that be the best at what you do. Yeah. Obviously, there'll be people who are better than you. That's one thing to accept. But be the best version of yourself. Everybody is unique. Yeah. No matter who you have, everybody can be programmers, but there'll be something different in every single programmer. You might be problem solving, you might be. Maybe you're
analytical. How you process data.
Exactly. That's the difference between we and artificial intelligence. We and AI, yeah. AI has been programmed to do something in a certain way, but we can definitely, you know,
can change our ways to actually do that particular thing.
Exactly.
AI data bank.
Exactly. Like you said, we're a data bank, man. You've made a whole lot of sense. Yeah, I think, you know, I told you I'm going to get a new notepad. Yeah. I've been writing a whole lot.
And it's no why I mean. I think there are some right this thing on this thing. Someone said running a business is no child's play. Well, everybody knows it's not a child's play, and failing is art. Yes. Just what? The thing is, yeah. The thing is, to the honest truth is,
yeah,
not all of us will make it. Doing the same thing.
Yes.
Business is art. But when it gets art, there's only one philosophy that can always help you. It's very simple. One paying user per day. That is all. Yeah, obviously. Exactly. When one paying user, you are okay, obviously, how will you pay your rent, right? But that's where compound interest comes in. One yesterday with one today is two, one tomorrow is three. The third of friends is six. It's not always fast, but with time, it's going to actually come around. And you can always pivot, you can change the way you actually approach things. Change your offerings. Let's say you sell stuff, they don't want it. Say another thing. People always buy stuff. You just need to find the right thing that you're going to buy. So, and the last one before we end, I think it's an hour this thing.
Yes,
I think the one thing that we should hammer on, we should actually talk about that, I think we have not actually talked about, is that everybody here, has anybody here seen, they probably been at sea or on a ship or something, or watching a giant, who notice that sharks are always very fresh?
Sharks?
Yeah, they're always very big and fresh.
Yeah.
But the downside to it, they're surrounded by sharks. They are not always safe. So the way we treat people, the way we compliment people, the things we do, we need to be actually kind to people. Because if we are toxic, we end up being around toxic people. And at the long run, we actually get to the top, but we hate ourselves for it. Because the funny thing, business is like a little moral part of politics. But it is still very, very immoral. So the very bad people get to the top faster than the good people, except you align to ourselves. But
you're right.
from the phrase of the top is lonely, it's not actually being alone. It's actually not having friends when you get to the top. Because I've lost almost all of them on the way. But the consolation is, if you lost them because you skilled up, or you lost them because you switched up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me to the Fortune. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chief. I do not take this for granted, to be very honest. Yeah. You've made
my
so
big
much sense.
Big
so, much, so much sense. So much sense. So much sense. Yeah. And it's very fantastic. Yeah. It's very fantastic that it's not just like the regular talk where a lot of people just come and list out all the skills like digital marketing, this one, that one. No, but you just highlighted the important things. Yeah. You kind of categorize all the skills. Yeah. You went from artificial intelligence, you know, where under which you have business intelligence and all of that, to data keeping, you know, and then to content creation, storytelling, and all of that. Yeah. So these are kind of skills that you acquire along the way, you know, because you have an endpoint that you're looking at. Right, so it's very fantastic to have you here. I think we'll be having contributions there. Ayo, you are very welcome. We have Ayo. Ayo is one of the speakers at the imprint, and it's awesome to have you here. Ayo, very awesome to have you here. We're welcoming questions for the next 18 to 20 minutes. We have passionate people on the time. Yeah, so passionate, let's hear from you. I hope you are in a very, very conducive environment to, you know, speak, because the last time you were in a very noisy background. So I just want to assume. All right, question is good. The floor is yours. Question is, are you there? All right, I think question is.
Oh, can you type it out? Probably, if you can.
All right, if you can type it out, I think that would be better.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes,
right. We can.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Fortune, you said something. If I'm in a very conducive environment, like I'm always not in the conducive environment. No thanks. I understand. Yeah, my neighborhood is a very noisy neighborhood. I get to at the state for now.
All right.
So it's I'm going back to the imprint, the discussion for tonight. I really want to appreciate Finric. I've been seeing your name on a lot of places, seeing your name on especially everybody that I know that is from Futa. That is on my contact list. Just have a way of getting this name across. But it's nice hearing from you. And from your wealth of knowledge, I really appreciate.
Thanks a lot, big man.
And
thanks
really,
a lot.
And I really feel the knowledge, even if it's short. Like, you don't have to go speaking big grammar. Just went straight to the point, and that was really. And you were very realistic with what you said to us tonight. I really want to thank you. And so. I want to say something concerning, building wealth from the scratch and all of these things. The truth is, it's easier said than done.
Definitely. Easier said. I always say to myself, even when, after I rant, I always say it's easier said than done. Yeah, easier said, but it's applicable.
See, when
it's applicable.
Yeah, it's applicable. It is applicable. And I said something in the last imprint. I said. I said something in the last imprint. I said these things at the very beginning, it's exciting. You want to try, but when you get into it, long run is boring. That's why most people don't get to long run. Long run is boring. You do this for if you say, okay, I want to start a business, you are excited. You do this for a month or two. So at some point, people that don't really find that drive get tired and be like, what am I even doing? And you just feel like you've gone back three stages than you started.
Yes.
Do you get? So yeah. It's about looking for that motivation or that drive or a particular community like this that reminds you of what you want. Like for what you said tonight, I just picked one skill that I need. I just want to go into like all of this whole thing. I just picked something that I know that is very important. That is that data science, and I think I have one course on it before. So it's really an eye opener for the information you've shared with us here. A lot of people don't know these things, and then we're getting to know these things now because of this. Unfortunately, thank you very much for the imprint. It is one of the best gifts of 2021. One of the best gifts.
You're welcome.
We are so much grateful that you come up with the idea, and we are all partaking in it. So I don't want to bring up, because tonight's topic is not something that we need to. It's not a debatable something that we have to come and talk. You know, it's just straight, simple, straightforward. You know what? Get this thing and do this thing, and
all we need is to execute now. Take action.
Execute. That's just the thing. Take action. On a lighter note, Finric, please. Don't ever say you're not an early investor in Bitcoin. You saw Bitcoin in $202, and we will be sitting for almost $10,000. No, tell that in again. That's all for now. Thank you very much.
Thanks, boss.
All right, thank you very much for your awesome contribution. I do not take you for granted. Yeah, we have Johnson wanting to speak. Yeah, Johnson, I will unmute you in a second now. So, Johnson, please go ahead. Let's hear from you. All right, Johnson, are you there, Johnson?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead. Okay.
Good evening, guys. Thank you very much for this section. It was very wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
Yeah, okay. I just want to highlight on something. You said something about mentorship that most of us already know what to do, and we don't really like need mentorship. You said something like that. Am I right?
Yeah, I said to an extent, we don't really need mentors because the things we want people to tell us are the things we chose not to do ourselves because we lack accountability and self-discipline.
Okay. I just want to highlight on that. Well, like, mentorship is actually very important, especially in skills, like someone that wants to acquire skills, because you know that mentorship kind of bridges the gap between let's say something that might take you like 5 years to achieve. Through mentorship you might achieve it like within 2 years or one, because
I said if it can be taught in school, they can train a computer. Real life skill sets are actually gotten through apprenticeship, not
on the job.
So when you learn from your master, you are working. But when people want someone that will sit down and start telling them, don't worry, if can we can. Don't worry, you will make it in life. You just need to rest. Take it easy. But when you go to an Igbo man shop, you see the apprentice carrying the TV, setting it, doing this, doing that. But some people don't want that. They just want someone that actually just come back from attending that when we go to work today, we
get what works done for them.
So that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. I understand you much better now. Okay, but what I kind of misunderstood you. I thought you were trying to say that mentorship was not like important or something.
No, it is. But we actually lose the importance why we need mentor. We need to learn from them, not take our problems to them. Because most of our problems are our shortcomings that we need to solve ourselves. Nobody knows my life more than me. Nobody knows fortune more than fortune. Nobody knows you more than you. And what would Jeff Bezos tell me as a young businessman? Take risk, play big, don't sell your equity too early, raise from customers, don't wait for venture capitalists. I know those things. You know those things. Exactly. We all know that thing. But doing it is the art thing.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, cheers. Thank you. I think I'm clear.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Like Patrick mentioned something in the comments section. Patrick mentioned something in the comments section. He said abuse mentorship, and that is very correct. You know, you have some people coming to you to disturb you, you know, at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., asking questions that you already answered severally. Yeah. Whatever it is, I'll not want to dwell on that. Yeah. There's a question. There's a question in the comment section. I think this is for you, Evie. This is from Bernard. Okay. Bernard is saying, he said you talked about trend. He said you talked about trend. Can you please list the skills on trend now?
Okay, yeah. Basically, yeah, I didn't really talk about, I said skills are like, they come with trends, but there are some particular skills that really go because they deal with core one functionality. For example, e-commerce, people always buy stuff. Data science, people always process data. Biochemical, medical, engineering, arts, data is important for everyone. People always process data. So I said, data is the thing now. How websites appear, UI, UX, product design, how people navigate this website is a thing now. Can Bernard hear me?
Yes, Bernard is here.
So sales and marketing is a thing now. Then finance is a thing now. So basically simple, compliance, marketing, data science, then writing code here. You might not actually be the best coder because lately, you know, even the best coder has become the biggest guys. It just, who knows how to sell somebody. So
exactly. You know, myself, me and Wavy were talking about, you know, the importance of selling. I think early this week or so, last week, when we were discussing, and you know, we highlighted that once you know how to sell, forget it. You can sell shit to people, like literally shit. As far as you know how to sell, it's doing
exactly
how shit will help them. Like,
exactly.
You can sell anything, scrap. I mean, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, acted by Leonardo DiCaprio or something? You know, they were actually selling shit stocks to people, stocks that do not exist.
Blue chip
we
stocks.
Need to see most of these business exactly.
Basically,
and they were making.
Basically, in business, what I've actually learned over time is that there are no really new ideas anyway. They're just improvements. Because
just
we can't call Tesla a new invention. No. Ford already produced the car for us. Bentley has been in existence for over 50 years. It's just a better version of the engine combustion that actually runs on a battery, on a lead battery. So now the thing is, nobody's actually really doing anything different. They're just doing it better. The person that actually now knows how to sell actually takes the most market share, because at the end of the day, Google is not the only search engine we have, but they pay Apple $10 billion per year to actually use them as their first choice on Safari.
Mm-hmm.
We basically, they own Android because everybody uses Google Play Store. It comes with the Google, with the Google browser. So these are the things they know how to market. It's not that Google is better than Opera Mini or it's better than Brave. It's better than no. They are just good at actually really, really pushing their product. Because there are other types of Microsoft Excel. Like there are other apps that does what Microsoft Excel does. But Microsoft are actually in a way taking that market for themselves. That even the art of inputting data on Excel is actually being called Microsoft Excel. Browsing the internet is called on to Google. So that's the thing. That is good at selling what they do better than others.
They have gotten to that stage whereby the sale effortless is that once people think of doing certain things, they are always the first choice.
Exactly.
You know, you think of searching or looking up something on the internet, the first thing that comes to your mind is Google. You know, you think of watching a video on something, the first thing that comes to your mind is YouTube. Think of looking for pictures, and the first that comes to your mind is Instagram or Pinterest. You know? Just like that, they've become a household name, even up to close up in Nigeria. That's the base. You want to brush your teeth, you want to buy clothes,
I want to buy clothes.
So it has become a household name. Yeah, this is what selling can actually do. It's what selling can actually do. Yeah, so fantastic session from New Year. We'll see how to end this section. There's someone here I would really love to hear from. Orie Yanuayo. I don't know if I got that correction right. So it was the guest speaker of episode 6, and he's a very, very sound economist. So I would really love to hear from AY on this. I don't know why AY shouldn't keep mute here. But AY, I'd love you to unmute yourself and say one or two things to us on this topic here. Let's dream from your knowledge.
fortune caught me. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Actually, I joined late, so
Yeah.
I joined the meeting late. I was having issues with network.
Oh, right. It's understandable.
You need to develop a new server for us. So give us money. Developing.
It's on the way.
Fury. Investor vibes.
Thank you very much. Session. The little that I got was really, really great. And it's really, really great. And I've actually learned a lot from the interactions and from the questions. And I've actually learned a lot. And my own two cents that I'll probably add would just be that learning a skill basically is probably part of the trajectory to attaining the necessary trajectory that a man or a woman must follow to attaining financial freedom at the end of the day. And I think it begins with probably first getting a job, getting employment one way or the other, then learning a skill. Now you can learn the skill while you are on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn it intentionally. Then when you are mature to a certain extent and you're blessed with funds or you're matured enough, you can actually then start up your own business like that and then move on. But the mistake we tend to make is that we tend to want to jump the gun. We tend most times to just want to go from probably a job to start a business.
To CEO vibes.
Exactly. Or you see young people that are just starting out in life, or you see even young ladies that are just starting out in life, and everybody wants to sell with one, and everybody wants to just
that can be boss my head, man.
Boss ladies.
And at the end of the day, it usually ends up failing. I remember my own personal story. I'm sharing a personal story with us. as at 2014, that's 2014, I left. Yeah. I recently just got from secondary school and all that, and then I was charging with. I started going into self development and all that, and I was really charging and with a lot of energy. And so I decided to start my own, to start up a business. And I think I had worked in one. Okay, as at that point, I had worked somewhere. Then next, I was teaching. Basically, that's what everybody does. They come out of secondary school and go and teach for a while. So I was teaching, and then I decided to start up. I decided to start making fries. So I came up with the idea. The name was Mana Fries. And I drew up stickers and flyers and all that. And so basically, the idea was to start making fries, akara, potatoes, chips, plantain chips, and all that, and all that. And seriously, the idea was nice. I got a location, and coupled with my friends, we were able to actually build a shed, kind of built it by ourselves, and all that. And then I talked one of my friends into the idea. That's the power of influence, and we actually started. So when I go to work in the morning, come back in the evening, we start, and then we are there till night. And initially we started with high vibe, and we were making sales and all that, to the extent even some members in the community say you get like ex-co. To the extent I was nominated to be a youth leader. I was selected to be among the ex-cos of the youth community leaders, and then like I was gaining traction. But then suddenly the business crashed. My friend pulled out. He cited personal reasons. He pulled out, and then suddenly the business crashed. I was not managing funds properly. And at the end of the day, basically the business crashed. The whole thing crashed. I could not.
Are you still there? No, I think we lost Ayo.
Oh, we're actually enjoying his input.
Yeah, I think he was heading somewhere. Yeah, he was heading somewhere. I was heading somewhere. There it is. That'll be it for tonight. Probably Ayo will continue his story on the next episode because I know we have something to learn. We definitely do have something to learn from that story. We're heading somewhere. All right, this is 9 p.m. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, guys, for coming to tonight's section of the imprints. Aguni Shebun Binga. It's awesome to have you here. Maybe CEO, Wavy Vibrations, CEO Fury Finance. CEO Growth, CEO Wavy Protocol. God, how many brands do you manage, guys? How many brands, yeah? It's awesome to have you, man. Awesome to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your point out from your well of knowledge.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks for this amazing opportunity.
All right. So this is the end of tonight's section. Yeah. It's almost weekend. Yeah. Tomorrow is Friday. Like I always say, take time out, you know, relax, everyone, rest, have fun, yeah. The fact that the weekend doesn't mean you should stop working, yeah. The drive continues.
Yeah, some of us, after the class, we are going to respond to the customers.
Honestly, there's a lot to be fun. Some of us are going to read because we have this tomorrow. All are supposed to be students, yeah. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, the section is recorded. So if you missed out on any part of the section, you can definitely get it back. I'll be dropping the recorded section tomorrow morning by 8 a.m. Yeah, first thing tomorrow morning, I wake up and drop the recorded section. Please, guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Yeah, the imprints on Instagram. Don't search for the imprints _. Yeah, the imprints on Instagram. I'm not seeing you guys on IG. I'm not seeing you guys on you know, engaging our posts. We have stories there. We have stories. We post on our stories and stuff that engage. We tag active members and that. Take our time to follow us. Turn on post notifications if possible on our IG. You know, it's very important that you connect to us on social media. You can always reach out, share your stories. Who knows? You might be the next speaker on the internet. Who knows? You might have something to share with us. Yeah. So only your engagement can determine that. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for tonight's section. Thank you so much, Wavy, for you know taking our time to you know speak to us on skills. Yeah, thank you so much for those here signing out for the week. See you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of the week.